Little D already knows that the 8 o'clock hour brings all the show's power. Because Big Willie tells the truth and blows the ratings of our show out the roof. It's a Big Willie and Little D show, our show.
What on earth is that noise in the background? Where are you? What are you doing?
Yeah, I can barely hear you. It's so bizarre. I'm at a steel mill trying to pick a load up. It's all real work, Dimitri.
Well, real work. Tell those steel workers.
I'm at Pittsburgh Steel Mill here.
Which one? Nucor?
Can you hear me?
Barely. This is off. This is awful radio. Is it Nucor? Where is it?
Oh, I can barely hear you. You sound like you're going to die or something.
Well, yeah, you're calling me from a friggin' steel mill. That's why you can't hear me. Can you go somewhere quiet?
I can only stay outside for a second and get ready to lose.
Wouldn't that be awful?
Yeah, I had to walk outside for a minute. It's loud in here. They got big steel in here.
Yeah, tell those steel workers to stop. Tell those steel workers to stop, because I'm on the air here.
Yeah, that's exactly what they're worried about. They're worried about Dimitri. Anybody check out the video I posted of Dimitri on Facebook on Big Willie 105.5? Because he can't see it. He's banned for life.
All because I had the nerve to tell people about the Epstein files. People don't like it when I start telling the truth around here. They really don't.
Yeah, anyhow, I'm going to try to make a couple guest appearances over at the Cambridge Home and Garden Expo on 13th to 14th, Friday and Saturday. I guess from 11 to 5, one day 11 to 6 or something, I don't know. Mr. Empty Pockets is going over to set up Thursday since he's on his deathbed. She's dying. I was just checking to see if Serena Hackathorn, since she's old, does she have any life insurance for, like, show workers or bosses I could buy?
Oh, yeah.
Maybe I can get some life insurance on both of you guys or something. I can make that little money when you both take that ride, you know what I mean?
You know, you're just the most god-awful person. You're the worst person in the world.
To the train station.
You are the worst person in the world. You really are.
Anyhow.
Yeah.
So, I seen something bad last week on the interstate on Turnpike, and then I seen two more of the things fall. And it's getting bad out, and these are regular drivers. If I think, besides the foreigners driving, or not foreigners, let me rephrase that. The people that are getting their license illegally, because everybody's a foreigner, I guess, one way or the other. But the people are getting their license illegally. Since that's dropped down a little bit, now fuel's up, everybody's complaining. It looks like Iran sent some stuff out last night and said they're not stopping. Oil barrel prices could go up over $200. They're waiting on a stock call about that. So it could get even worse. Even though we had a conversation with Putin yesterday, and he said everything's good, but that guy's lying through his teeth just like every other politician. So, anyhow, I see a guy Sunday night. I stopped to get fuel up in a Clyde on 80, and he rolled over to the side, looked on his side, and when I heard a guy holler on the TV and told me, hey, the guy just rolled over. Well, I was sitting there, State Farm come flying by, and then a fire truck come through the rest area. And by the time I got there, they had him pulled out, and he was laying on the passenger side, and they were doing CPR on him. They pulled him out the window, and then he was on the driver's side, laying on his sleeper. And I was talking to Christy at the time, and it's a scary situation. It's choked up. I think I got a little choked up. Feel choked up when you see anybody like that in that position. Just like I did in the fire department and stuff. But then, anyhow, I don't know the outcome, but it didn't look good. So yesterday, we're coming back through there again in the same spot. And there's another truck laid on its side, almost the same spot. I couldn't believe it. And this guy, I seen it just happen. There was a turnpike truck that was coming down the interstate, and when I got there, basically, when I seen it, the guy was climbing out of the truck, and he looked fine, but a younger guy. And then I didn't make it down to the 76 split off of 80, and by golly, there was another one. And I said, what in the world is going on? And, you know, if I sit here and watch these vehicles, and I try to tell people all the time, I see, I bet you 75% of vehicles I see, even if they got cameras in there, I see people with their phones, laptops, TVs, all laying on their lap.
Oh, my.
And, like, they try to hide it. So it makes it even more tough for them to see the road, you know, which they shouldn't be doing anyhow. It's supposed to be hands-free, everything. I just don't get it. You know, how many people got to die or get killed by somebody? It's worse than drunk driving because you're taking your eyes clear off of the road completely. I mean, completely off the road. And I see it. I got trucks that swerve at me. I got cars that swerve at me constantly, all day long. There's a pickup truck yesterday. I can sit there all day long and just show you or take videos off my camera on the thing and show you all the people that are on their phones. I wish I had a camera just to show everybody. It's ridiculous. Completely ridiculous. And people got to wake up. I mean, there's nothing that important. I don't think that you can't wait until you get home or something to try to, send a message or look on Facebook. And I would say 90% of the time, it's not even a message that's important. It's probably just seeing something on TikTok or Facebook or something comes up and they say, hey, look at this, and look what's on sale. And people get on there for no reason, you know, so it's something simple. And if you look at these accidents, it's just one that just happened in Indiana and the Tuscarora's one. They showed high digital use or whatever. So more likely watching a movie or doing something like podcast. I listen to podcasts. That's about the only thing I listen to this week. I don't listen to the radio. I don't listen to anything, actually, when I'm driving. Especially not at 7 a.m. on Big Willie 105.5. I can't start my day off with that kind of noise. But anyhow, 8 o'clock brings all the hours, that hour of power. You know, the truth, I feel like Joel Osteen without the money and without the lies. I should write books like Joel Osteen. There's another one. Peter Popoff, all them seeds. Anyhow, oh, man. Thank goodness I don't cuss no more. That hurt. So, anyhow, I'm just saying, people, just be careful. Stay off the phones while you're out there. I mean, there's so many accidents. I don't know what happened to the guy on 80. I have no idea. He probably had a medical emergency or something. But you're just leading into that. You see somebody dying or CPR, and you see truck rolled over. You don't know what happened. But then you go down the road, and you see it again and again and again. And then you see the vehicle swerving at you and everything else. And you look down, and they're on their phone. It kind of makes you perturbed a little bit. And I'm not going to say I'm completely innocent, but I try. You know, I try. And I think what's going to happen pretty soon, they're going to make something, which I don't understand why it doesn't happen now. They got stuff that you set your phone off when you're in motion. They can set your vehicle off, so why don't they set your dang phones off? You know, I think that's something that's probably going to determine, I would imagine, more than the automatic switches for on and off for vehicles. So, anyhow, just be safe out there. It's ridiculous. What time is it to meet here? I'm working.
It's, you got about 4.5 minutes to keep bloviating.
Right. Okay. Hold on one second.
That's our warrior bot. Go and let us know what you did.
That's 704. Yeah. I was in there once. They're playing a trick on a rookie here. They know what they're getting if he won't come, but he won't come out and murder me. But anyhow, I'm sorry, people. Some people got a real job and go to work. I don't sit around and cry about my hands being dry and needing Neutrogena and stuff like that. I actually come out and I wear gloves and I get my hands dirty. Well, shout out to all the people that sent me messages that said, thanks for coming back, and appreciate that. Everybody was very happy about it. And I was like, man, thank God you're back. It's Dimitri, it's hard to listen to without you. And I said, I know. I try to help the poor old guy as much as I can. And if you look him up on Rumble, it's Dimitri with two eyes, I think, and Ashlera spelling Ash with a glass or something. I don't know. It's very difficult. You know how them Greeks are. So anyhow, everybody have a good day. I got to get off here, Dimitri. I got to get in there and talk to these guys. I think they're playing a joke on somebody. Check out Tyler Funk Boxing. He's got a bunch of stuff coming up. And my girl Tiffany, Ryan 70, has a bunch of stuff coming up too. And we'll see you at the Home and Garden Chair in Cambridge. But I got to get off here, Dimitri. A little early, buddy. Yeah.
I couldn't understand a word that he was saying. Not a word. Every once in a while I was going, uh-huh, oh, really? Yeah. I couldn't understand a word he was saying. Is this great radio or what? Huh? Is this great radio or what? God, kill me. Jesus. Oh, my God. All right, fine. So, there's that. It's Dimitri with three I's, Dimitri. You can see me on Rumble, the live stream. I don't know why anybody would, but a lot of people do. And so, make sure you download the Rumble app. It's free. It's like YouTube, only without the censorship. It is great. And a lot of people are coming on here to, but downloading the app and watching the live stream of the show, Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays. All right, we're going to take a short break. Congratulations again to Mark Stuckey, the big winner here of our tickets for the big concert with Muscadine Bloodline on July the 18th at the Capitol Theater. We've got Dimitri Graffiti coming up. We've got lots more audio for you. Want to help people understand that Israel is not at fault with anything that's going on in the world right now, connected with the United States, let's put it that way, with the United States. A lot of people are very upset with Israel because she owns a lot of our politicians, mostly senators and some members of Congress, and I'm trying to explain, in fact, I will explain why Israel and also Big Pharma are not at fault here regarding all the problems that we are having with these wars in the Middle East, also with the pandemic and the vaccines and everything else connected with that. So download the River Network app and then click Big Willie 105.5. You get Dimitri live and dangerously local Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern. And then Thursdays and Fridays, 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. Eastern. It's the Dimitri Encore and Dangerously Local. It's Big Willie 105.5, also the River Talk Radio Network, 94.9 FM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290 and the Sturdy 1430. It's the audio path of totality. Short break, and then we'll talk some more.